many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to
me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Yo, some bitches, we're coming in hot right now. I have Nudie Novak with me and two special guests from Finland, Jussi and Jyrki from the 69 Eyes, and they're on a U.S. tour, and it rocks. And I actually just got bailed out of L.A. County Jail by Johnny Knoxville just so I could fly into Philadelphia and see their first show. Actually, second show, right? Yeah. Where were you guys before?
Yeah, second show.
You started off in Virginia, right?
Yeah, we played in Springfield.
How was that? Was it right near a mall or something?
Yeah,
it was next to some gas station in the mall.
Yeah, but I mean,
we were happy about it.
Talking about Springfield, the name gives us image of, you know, Simpsons.
Yeah, it's Homer Simpsons.
Oh, that's Springfield, Missouri. That was where Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah. Right? All right. Okay, that's why I thought that we were playing at the malls.
I actually think that there's a Springfield in every state of...
That's what I heard, yeah.
Yeah. So I get caught at the airport with brass knuckles at LAX, and I was all drunk and obnoxious, so they arrested me, took me in, they told me I was going to be there till Monday, but instead I had a $20,000 bail, so it got sorted out in the middle of the night, and I ended up getting a flight right in time to see 69 Eyes.
You know what?
LA,
I'm not
Philly.
Surprised at all. Sounds so bad.
But the thing is, like... Island Def Jam Records gave me the fucking brass knuckles as a gift for me to hang in the radio room, and they asked me at the airport, like, why do you have brass knuckles? I'm like, I got it as a gift from Island Records. They're like, now who would give you? I'm like, Island Records gave me a gift. They said it's 1 out of 30. They gave it to people on TV and shit. You know, like, God, it was such a hassle, and I was stuck in the L.A. County Jail with this glue huffing Mexican. And this sketchy 50-year-old black dude with no shoes, and he reeked like a motherfucker, dude. And I was just sitting there on a bunk bed, and I woke up to the Mexican dude pissing like 2 feet away from me in the toilet. It was so gross, and I was like handcuffed. It was the worst ever.
Did it ever came up? Yeah. Did you ever thought that you're punked again? During that?
No, because it was so late at night, and we were rushing to get on a flight, and. I punched Novak right in the face because he talked to his ex-girlfriend. He made a $100 bet with me that he would never talk to her again. And 5 days later, what do you know, he's answering her phone calls.
I was happy to see Novak. He was actually finally wearing some jeans. But it took only like 25 minutes. He was showing off his dick again.
Are you still wearing those ball pants right now?
Yeah, man, I'm not taking these fuckers off. I can't really fucking hear. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Tom Rock is running the boards. Fucked up as usual, so I have no microphone. So I'm just kind of hanging on the sidelines here, so I'm a little off. But yeah,
you know, I can hear it just fine.
Big pants.
Are you rocking your ball pants?
Yeah, Dunn said he would buy me any pair of jeans, no matter the cost, no big deal. But I refuse to take them off, man. They're hot shit.
Because we went on a whole tour all the way down to Miami, and Dunn had to look at his fucking ball pants the whole way down. He's like, I will buy you any jeans, any kind you want. I'll give you $500 pair of Gucci pants. Just take off those fucking ball pants.
Fuck that, man.
Yeah, that's why I got laid last night.
Yeah, man. Got two special guests as well as you, Seniorki. We won't say names, but they're hot trot ladies.
Yeah, well, I was with two dudes in jail last night, so lucky you.
You're in a dick farm with fucking smell like piss while I was knee deep in women.
So you held the plane for me even though I was on my way to jail?
Man. After that asshole punched me in the face, fucking I wanted to murder him, still held the plane for him. But I did take a seat in first class because he didn't show up.
It just pissed me off so bad that we made a $100 bet and you didn't care at all about it. I was just like, we made a bet!
So what? I wanted to talk to her.
Like, just because you were being such a cocky fuck, I was just like, I want to punch you right in your fucking face, dude.
I just didn't want to... I wanted to stop talking about it in front of those people that we were with, and you wanted to keep going, so I was just trying to say anything to, like, not talk at that time about it.
Because I couldn't believe it.
So you drove the Lambo up here, huh?
I drove the Lambo up here, and I parked... right down the block, and they're such cocksuckers in New York City, dude. I was like, I'm going to be here for an hour and a half, and then I'm leaving. How much is it going to cost? And they're like, well, oh, yeah, I said that I wanted to park it right in front. Because it's a goddamn Lamborghini. They're like, why do you want to park it in front? I'm like, A, because I don't want you driving it, and B, it's an expensive car. And they're like, what are you going to do for me? I'm like, well, how much does it cost to park here for an hour and a half? He's like, $30. I'm like, all right, I'll give you 50. He's like, 50, that's all you're going to give me? I'm like, what do you want me to give you, double, you fucking jerk off? God, they suck around here. So what do you guys want to play? We should start off with Gemini 5. What are they all about?
Good. Dear friends of ours, yeah, from Stockholm.
The best sleaze rock band in the planet, now.
How many albums do they have?
We're like going to play a song from the second, the latest one, which is called Black Anthem, and they totally rock. They're all about, I mean, they're influenced by all these 80s classic bands, starting from Mötley Crüe and all that, but you know what, they rock. I mean, these 80s bands, they can't stand the test of time, but these guys, they're so better than any,
yes,
of these.
Yes, they sort of update the Hollywood Sunset Strip sound.
Yeah.
And it's like, they come from Stockholm, Sweden, so it's pretty much like they transformed, actually, the rock scene in the Stockholm nightclubs, like, pretty much like it was, like, back in the 80s. That's really cool, because these guys run the clubs there as well.
Oh, really?
We took them a couple of times to support us in Finland, and they're such a great band.
Yeah, Gemini 5, if you want glam rock, go to Stockholm, Sweden, or listen to the next track.
So let's hear track 3 off of this new Gemini 5 album, and then we have some 69 Eyes on the way. So this is Radio Bam Sears 28 Faction, and you're listening to Gemini 5.
First time when your mind is free, they'll let it go. Just Check this out. Program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I didn't know what's up. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
That was Gemini 5 from Stockholm, Sweden, and I'm sitting here with Jussi and Jorki from the 69 Eyes. They're on their U.S. tour, and tonight they're playing the Bowery Ballroom, and I'm here to see it, luckily, because I just got out of jail.
Yeah.
I was in fucking jail.
Fucking moron.
Dude, like, and the people were so amazed in jail. They were like, you've never been arrested. I'm like, no.
Tell
like,
me time you
you've never been
yourself.
Processed. I'm like, no. I had to name drop myself fucking so many times because they didn't know who the fuck I were, dude. They were so clueless. And I'm just like, look, I just did a Rikar commercial for $250,000 today. And then I stopped at an Island Def Jam party. They gave me brass knuckles for a souvenir. And now I'm on a plane. I have a show on MTV. I have a show on Jackass. I have fucking this. I'm just name dropping everything. See these shoes? They have my name on it because I'm a professional skateboarder. Now get me the fuck out of this jail cell.
So does your mom know yet?
She just called all drunk from Cancun. She's like, hey, I'm good. I'm like, yeah, well, I just got out of jail. She's like, what? Well, have fun. I'm like, oh, great.
She's turning a new leaf.
She's just sitting in the beach. She didn't hear a word I said. I'm like, yeah, have fun at the beach. I just got out of L.A. jail. Oh, cool. Okay, well, have fun.
I wish I did something bad now and had to call her.
I know.
I get off scot-free. I almost went to jail last night.
You what?
Oh, yeah. Didn't you? Yeah, what happened?
Fucking doing 90 down the road and
that was a smart move, being you don't have a fucking license.
Had some, I live on the edge of life, bro.
Our merch guy got that arrested last night.
Really?
Yeah. But we got him out. He was drinking on the streets, and well, we're from Finland. He didn't have a clue that it's like forbidden. So now he knows. But he had like seven cops around him. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm drinking beer. What bad? He just
did he Finland his way out of it?
Pardon?
Apparently.
Yeah, did he finish?
Well, like, I mean, do you speak English? Quite little.
Dude, that right there would seal the deal for me if I was a cop. Like, wait a minute, you're drinking beer? Yeah, of course. Do you speak English? Yeah, little. I'd be like, we drink in Finland in the streets all the time. Look, dude, just get out of here.
He was so wasted, he came to the bus and he was like, dude, I'm out of here, I'm gonna fly back home, I'm sick of this country already, you can't even drink.
I know.
Shit, I'm ready to go on tour with you guys, man.
It is horrible. Like, dude, you could just walk down Helsinki just sipping on a beer, no one gives two shits, but like...
Well, they're surprised if it's weekend and you're not drinking. Basically... I don't like to walk around in the evenings in the center of Helsinki, especially on weekends and summertime, because everybody's fucking drunk.
Yeah.
So it's like what the hell I'm doing here straight.
The cops will come up to you and just be like, Why do you not have a beer in your hand?
Yeah.
It's midnight and you're walking down the street and you don't have a beer in your hand. Do I have to write you a ticket?
Yeah, something like
Why
that.
Why the fuck do we live in Pennsylvania, bro?
Well, if you cleared your warrants, then maybe you could go to Finland. Chill out.
Yeah, they'll come.
I'm coming with Jussi.
How did they not recognize your warrants when you got pulled over?
I don't know, man. I look up, I'm fucking... And I'm surrounded by three cop cars. I thought I was going to jail, bro.
And they just didn't even see the warrants or anything?
I guess not, man.
Can you just have, like, a Maryland warrant and that's it?
I mean, I was...
You can?
I mean, I think a warrant's a warrant.
No, but maybe it's not even registered in Pennsylvania, like, because you've been a heroin addict for 7 years, so they're like, he ain't going nowhere. He's going to be sitting right in downtown Baltimore. He doesn't have $7 to get on a fucking bus to Dundalk. When was the last time you were in Dundalk?
Oh, shit. I don't know. When you send me back to rehab.
Where is that?
It's in Baltimore.
It's like right outside of Baltimore.
Okay.
He used to skate this mini ramp out there.
So they're going to do some music for the Dream Seller, huh?
Yeah, 69 Eyes.
That's the goal.
Because the movie officially got bought by Radar Films, so fucking A, man. You guys need to have like the leading song.
We pretty much have the music already, but all we need is to read the script, though, so he can take
it. I have it in the bag for you, make sure you remind me.
All right.
Cool. Right.
We're excited.
It's going to be a good movie. What a piece of shit this kid was.
I'm buying bar tabs for the next year.
I know. I give this moron, like, no wonder he's so bad with money. If I gave him $500 right now, he'd be like, shot down the house for everybody.
Yeah.
It's all about the moment, bro.
And that's why you're flat broke, bro.
So it's like summer 2007. Every kid is wearing T-shirt, your face on it.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
All right.
I'm shooting so. That direction.
Actually,
yeah.
It'll be my face because I'm playing.
Yeah, I know.
Part.
I didn't. Yeah, like, you know, you're both. Oh, yeah.
Bam, maybe I could be on the back. You could be on the front, I could be on the back.
There we go. Double-sided.
So you will have like a double identity.
Yeah. I can't wait to do it, though, because it won't even feel like I'm acting. I don't even need to read the script because I've heard the story so many times that all I need to do is just be like, dude, just action. I already know what to do. I don't throw that script away. I already read it 80 times because I live with the son, bitch, and I hear about it all day long.
Did you hear me humping last night?
You were playing him so loud that I couldn't hear anything.
She wants to fuck you like no tomorrow, bro.
Oh, you told me.
She's Indian.
Oh, she?
Yeah.
Well, nice to meet you.
But I didn't want to say names because that might be bad. She wants to bang at her which way was Sunday,
okay,
she told
it's
me.
It's only $100.
Man, that's good, bro. That's like my price.
Plus tax.
Yeah. Shit, Novak would bang out Mama for good. Free.
Yeah. Fucking right. I'd bang out that dipshit with glasses behind you.
Is it legal to have sex in the U.S.? I mean, you can't drink, but can you have sex?
Yeah, I mean, I do
on
a
the
lot.
Streets.
I don't know. You can't have sex in the streets, but I actually asked a cop on South Street where you guys played last night. I was like, what was the gnarliest thing that you seen? He's like, oh, God, I can't even remember, but I could tell you in an hour ago, I just caught some minging-ass broad taking a shit in between two cars on South Street. She was just squatting with her skirt, just taking a minging-ass shit in between the two cars.
Ew, man.
It's so disgusting.
That's fucking dirt.
And the cop was just like, it kind of turned me on in a way. I'm like, ew, dude, you fucking sick South Philly scumbag.
He's one of those guys like to get pissed on in bed, I bet.
You probably like that too, you little scumbag.
I never had that. I have had the finger up the asshole right when you're ready to come, though, and that is brilliant. Anyone else want to take part in that? Anyone know about it?
I don't even want to take part in this conversation. That's why I'm playing 69 Eyes right now. This is Feel Berlin, and if you're not in New York right now, then you're going to miss this shit live tonight.
Morons.
So let's hear it. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Fashion.
tickets, feel Berlin. Yeah. Just lie. That's why there's no be afraid of. Peter's kiss, just lie. That's why there's no be afraid of. You get to feel Berlin. Just lie.
Life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby!
On Faction 28.
That was Feel Berlin by the 69 Eyes, and they're here right now, live in New York City. And, for fuck's sake, I just got out of jail once again.
You go from jail to...
I love saying that, like, because it's just so bizarre that, like, how come you missed your flight? Oh, gee, maybe because I was in jail.
It was so bad.
Like, and it wasn't like Philly jail or like Chester County jail. No, it was L.A. County jail.
Yeah, you just say it with a whole lingo to it. But you go from L.A. County jail to a Grammys party tonight. I don't. That's such a weird mix. What the fuck am I doing?
It's
wrong?
Actually an Oscars party, sir.
Yeah, Wonder Boy.
They just emailed me and said that they'll watch Lamborghini if I go to this party. So I told him, yeah, and then I'll make it just in time for the... Actually, I'm not even going to drink at that thing, so I'll be at the Bowery Ballroom by at least 8:30. And there ain't no there's no traffic today, so... Because it's a Sunday. Believe it or not, this was the best I've ever seen New York traffic, even though it still sucked dick. But it still worked out.
Where'd you guys come from? You see, where were you here before? Did you stay in the hotel around here? Are you close by?
No, we have a nightliner where we live during this month while we are touring in the U.S.
We were all over New York today, like shopping like hell. I bought shower curtains to my place.
Sweet.
So what, are you going to carry them the whole time?
Yeah, absolutely. They're so cool. Yeah, Ramon's shower curtains.
So, what do they look like?
Cool as shit. I mean, Ramon's logos, like 200 of them.
Like, well, that makes sense. So, how are those curtains?
Well, they're cool as shit.
It's so funny. You asked Yussi what he bought, and you would not think by the look of him that he would say shower curtains.
Yeah, everybody was asking, like, they have, like, loads of cool shit. Yeah, but I mean, jackets and pants, and Yussi, what did you buy? And shower curtains.
Yeah, but it's obvious, if you want to buy Ramon's shower curtains, you come to New York. It's the only place to get them, I suppose.
Yeah.
Did you buy anything, Yorgi?
Oh, yeah. What was the coolest that I got? I got some,
I got the Hannah Rocks t-shirt. I flew all the way from Finland, which is the place Hannah Rocks is from, to New York to find a Hannah Rocks t-shirt.
Because all you have to do is take a cab 3 blocks to Andy McCoy's house and ask for one.
He don't have any. He sold his...
Sounds like
me. I actually had his wife Hannah Rocks t-shirt, but now I have this vintage cool thing.
Oh, man, when I was in jail, they had to cut all my cool bracelets off because I couldn't get them off. Oh, and really? And they cut off my rings, and Andy McCoy gave me the last ring. It was like this gold ring.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I wanted it so bad that I was like... And once they cut all the rings, I was like, dude, let me just fucking try this one for a third time. Because I was soaping it up. I couldn't get off. I'm like, it ain't happening, dude. This thing isn't coming off. So I just sat there for like 5 minutes, like, with the reddest face, like, I'm getting this fucker off because I'm not letting you cut it. So I ended up...
Oh, they broke them.
They got pliers and they cut, or like cutter scissor things, like strong ones, and they cut off all my bracelets and rings.
Better to do that than cut your fingers off.
They just throw them away. Did they put them in your property or what?
I have them at home. They're in my pocket. It's just so annoying.
I need my phone.
Have you ever gone to dinner with these dudes, Novak?
No, why? How's that?
You still be like, I want a piece of chocolate and I want a carrot.
That's what his dinner consists
of? That's his diet.
And he's skinny as fuck.
And I want loads of sugar.
Is that how you keep that manly physique of yours, man? If I was gay, I would suck your dick in a minute.
But you are gay.
If the price is right.
Gay but good.
Gay but good.
Yeah.
That's it. Me and Jorgen came with the best one-liner last night. Yeah. Gay but good.
Novak prefers women, but there's a price tag to everything.
Fucking right. Do you guys agree there's a price tag to everything?
How much would you bang out Tom Rock for right now?
Shit. The way my funds look, fucking $50. Hey, drop them drawers, you fucking homo.
I know, you call him a homo, but you're the one who's like, drop them drawers, I want $50.
I don't know, Tom Rock might need it. I heard he got fired recently. He might want to fuck me for $50. Is that the case? Hey, mum's the word.
Well, now you figured out how to do the... Now you don't need Casey anymore, right? So you got it all covered.
I didn't just say that. I do need you, bro. That ISDN problem the other day was a tough one.
Stop sucking dick, bitch. The fuck?
So, Yussi, aren't you friends with Pink?
I've met her a couple of times. She invited me to her new place. I went there. Cool place. She rocks. She's cool. Her husband is very cool.
Does she have a half pipe in her backyard?
See what?
Like a skateboard.
Yeah. And this huge trampoline thing, too.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen her since 2002 or so.
Yeah, she's from Philadelphia, so I used to skate with her back in the day.
She's all actually in Europe at the moment.
And it was so strange because I didn't know who she was, and she comes up to me and she's like, do you know who I am at this party? I'm like, yeah, you're the singer Pink. Why? And she's like, no, but do you know who I am? I'm like, yes, you're the singer Pink. What do you want? You know, and she's like,
what do you want? Do you
really and then she like was like, Alicia with the green hair from Cheapskates? I'm like, are you kidding me?
You
I used to skate
baby?
With her when I was 13 all the time.
And she rocks. She knows how to drink.
I never put two and two together. Yeah, she could put the hammer down.
What a shame, man. A pretty broad fucking strapping on skate shoes doing fake rocks. That's sickening.
Novak hates girls that skate.
Like, I don't want girls like messed up hands and scrapes on knees asking me how to do kickflips. Fuck that, man. Just look hot and drop them drawers.
Teach me a Smith grind in a pool. Fuck that shit, bitch. Just wear high heels and look pretty and make your nails all hot.
It's not that hard, man. I always got to feel like... It's equal rights. Like, they want to fucking play football and basketball. Like, just fucking look hot, man.
Yeah, it's a similar thing if you know, girl... Think about the girl who would love to eat sausages or a lot of meat.
That's my kind of girl. Like
yeah,
meat.
Well, you know, in that sense, but in the other sense...
No, I know.
You know what I mean.
Novak, what do you think of Yorkie's girlfriend looking like Jenna Jameson?
I don't want to comment. I don't want to comment. He might punch me in the mouth.
Well, that'd be good airtime.
Beautiful, though.
She's beautiful. Something new, just like
congrats to
you, friend. New friend.
Yuki, how was it? We were listening to that Iced Tea last night. So we don't care if you're from Mars. If you have a pussy, we will fuck you.
We were listening to that like 7 times. That's so cool.
Yeah, you know, we have to listen to some cool music before we go to the stage. It differs, but you know, last night it was like old. Classic body count.
Body count.
That's so seriously badass. What he says.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're from Mars. If you got a pussy, we'll fuck you. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's a new one.
So, I think we need to hear some Crash Diet, but first, I think that you guys should explain what they're all about.
That. Well, last tour we had in Scandinavia.
About a month ago.
This band is really one of the all-time favorites. A new band. Anyway, we were in Sweden listening to this album before every show, before we went to stage, and at the same time it happened and we heard that this singer, young guy, cool singer, he actually committed suicide, so he's not around us. And it sounded so tragic and all that.
Yeah, exactly. If you listen to the lyrics of the songs and or if you check out their album, Crash Diet, Rest in Sleaze, is the album, well, perfect title in this case, unfortunately.
That's definitely what the singer is.
And the singer was called Dave Leppard, and you know, really beautiful young boy writing really cool songs.
He looks like Mike Monroe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they're like once again, they come from Stockholm, Sweden, and like Gemini 5, they are kind of like updating the glam rock. And you know, by now you already, if you know like us, the 69 Ice, Negative, and for instance, these bands, it's pretty much like what's happening in Scandinavia at the moment. Like, goth rock is turning or mixing up with the glam rock. And it's in a good way. You know, all the good things are coming back. You know, the best parts.
Anyway, back to Crash Diet. Still, it feels so weird to listen to this album, like, now, after what happened and all that.
Is it because of heroin?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
But anyway, it makes me sad. It's kind of, I mean, they were 20 something, like,
yeah,
really young guys.
So are they still going to try to
no.
make the band
no.
happen?
No, actually. No. They came to say hello to our at our show in Stockholm, and that was like less than a week after the news. It was really big news in Scandinavia.
Yeah, the CD I gave you, Bam.
Such tragic.
I got the CD from the guys, and I didn't really know what to say. Like, hey, I'm sorry. So I didn't really.
Yeah, it's awkward.
So I went and asked them to sign the CD and collect it all.
But especially listen to this song and the lyrics and think about this guy who could write these lyrics and who has this feeling and who writes this song. Went so desperate that he decided to leave the planet.
Yeah, and you played the song to me last night. I'm fucking into it, dude.
Okay.
It's so good.
Shit.
So this is let's hear it. This
it's
is Crash
a
Diet. It's called "It's a Miracle," and this is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Turn it up.
And you've tuned in to Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. And I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck up.
So that was Crash Diet on Radio Bam. I just love that name, Crash Diet.
It's like, crazy, man.
It just sounds like just a full blown diet of booze, pills, and like drugs.
It's like a dream come true to me, man.
And like cigarettes, you know, like, I'm hungry. We'll have a beer and a cigarette for fuck's sake.
It's a shame, man. Drug addicts make the best fucking music, the lyrics, man, sometimes. I'm telling you.
I know, dude. Like, every band that I like is usually either really drunk or just, like, hopped up in some shape or form. It's just like listen to Hanoi Rocks, dude. Like,
how do you not like
it? Oh, you know what's brilliant? That song, remember the song Better High? He's saying life is a better high. And he's talking about, now that I'm all right, why don't you hang out with me tonight? So I asked Tina, I'm like, so Tina, like, how long's Mike Monroe been clean for? She's like, oh, for fuck's sake, maybe 2 days, for fuck's sake. She was all pissed. She's like, that's he great. Was clean for 2 days, and he thinks that, you know, he's all better now.
I thought he had a couple years on him for that.
Well, the song, yeah. The sound. Like,
totally. You know, fool like, the fuck out of me. Shit.
It's so funny, though.
Who the fuck like, who was to hear, like, the Backstreet Boys singing about roses to their fucking girlfriend? You know what I mean? I want to hear something with meaning behind it. Personally.
Yo, Tom Rock, get ready for track 3.
He'll fuck it up. Don't worry. I think this dude's worthless, man.
Keep talking, bitch. It's coming.
He makes me feel like I'm really on point and on top of shit when I'm around him,
drop
dude.
The hammer on you, fucking. Oh,
yeah, just. Just like Novak,